Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by PrizePicks. PrizePicks is DFS simplified. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use promo code SGP for a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io. That's SoBet.io. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head to BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm Talon Jenkins, joined with our host. We have Ryan Gilbert and Joel Myers. Boys, it's been a week, but how are we doing tonight?
Yeah, it's been way too long here. Had a good Thanksgiving weekend, and now happy to be back with the boys here talking hockey.
Joel Myers doing great. What a week it was. Had a nice Thanksgiving even in Canada here, but what a week of sports. So starting off that Wednesday night, going to Thanksgiving, the NHL. But Saturday in college football was ridiculous. We had Michigan upsetting Ohio State. Good old Harbaugh finally beats Ryan Day there and win the big game. And there was a bunch of other games too there on Saturday. It's just been a wild one. Hockey too. There's too much to keep track of. I don't know where to start.
I'm with you on that one, buddy. I got absolutely rinsed betting on Ohio. I was pretty pissed, but kind of should have saw that one coming. Michigan's been pretty on fire lately, but what can you do, eh? All right. Well, before we get going here, everybody, go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. Lots of awesome stuff going on there, especially, like we said, with lots of hockey info, lots of basketball, college hoops, college football, the NFL. It's all on the website. Listen to all the other shows, too, guys. Lots of awesome content. So if you're done listening to this, or you're like, hey, what the hell else are we going to do? Well, go check out some of the good stuff there. As well, shout out to all of our friends, as always, in the Sports Gambling Podcast Network Slack group. Love the guys in the Slack. That's the place to be, especially for live bets and during the game. Lots of fun banter going around there. So check out the Slack group for sure. Ryan, where can everybody find us here, bud?
Yeah, you can find us by searching Hockey Gambling Podcast, wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you're listening to this on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network feed, just go ahead, search for us, and subscribe to us over there. For a short link for Apple, you can go to sg.pn/hockey, and for Spotify is sg.pn/hockeys.
All right, guys. Well, we'll jump into our mortal locks and discussions from last week here. I'll kick things off. I was so pissed. I went 2 for 3 when it came to my locks, dogs, and total. My dogs and my total both hit early, but my lock didn't. And it was the last game of the goddamn night, and it was none other than the fucking Carolina Hurricanes money line against the goddamn Seattle Kraken. I had Carolina money line. They ended up losing. That was a stinker. I was pretty bummed out about that. But my dog did hit Columbus money line +110 against Winnipeg. I was pretty happy with that. Like I said, it was a bit of a goalie battle. Merzlikins came through for me. And then my total, Philadelphia Flyers and Florida Panthers under 6 +100. We talked about it on the show, guys. Martin Jones came through for me. What a fucking boy, eh?
Yeah, Martin Jones has been solid this year, and I was on that game as well for my lock. I had the Panthers to win in regulation -110. I thought for sure there was no way the Flyers were going into Florida and even forcing overtime, but of course they did, and they lost in overtime. So the Flyers lost. I lost my bet. My little chihuahua of a dog, the Golden Knights, +105, those came through for me. And then my total, I had under 6 in the Senators-Sharks game. The Sharks scored 6 themselves, so I'm not going to win that way.
Yeah, for myself, my lock was the Wild. They won, unfortunately, but at least they won money. My dog was the Canadiens. I think I did actually bet every Canadian team on the Thanksgiving evening there, thinking that, you know, maybe the American teams would be a little, looking forward to that turkey dinner and all that. But only one Canadian team of the 6 playing on Wednesday night won. That was the fucking Leafs. So that didn't work out, but the total did. The Bruins and the Sabres, that was an easy over 5.5. The Sabres games are all going over these days, but we'll talk about that later.
All right, well, we'll jump into some NHL news here. There's been a lot going on since we last spoke. We'll hit on some of the bigger topics, most of them pertaining to the gambling world. We'll kick things off here. It looks like, and I'm sure everybody's heard about this by now, Brandon Lemieux suspended 5 games for biting Brady Tkachuk. What a shit show this has been between the aftermath of everything that they've been saying kind of off the air. Jonathan Quick has kind of chimed in, trying to defend Brandon Lemieux a little bit. It's kind of hard to defend a guy when he fucking bites somebody. But anyways, Brandon Lemieux suspended 5 games here. What do you think, boys?
I think fuck Brandon Lemieux. He was on the Rangers. He was never really good to the Flyers. I'm pretty sure Sam Moran kind of beat his head in a fight last year. There was that great clip of Hayes connecting and Lawton all kind of chirping him from the bench. And so he's just always been, I mean, yeah, you have the family line there. The Lemieux's just first father son duo to both be suspended for biting. So that's some history made there. It's just, but yeah, the whole situation, like you don't bite. Tkachuk's like immediate reaction and him in the penalty box. That was amazing too. His quote after the game, they had Gilbert Godfrey read it on a cameo. That was incredible. So just a lot of great content there.
I got to be a little clannish here and stick up for the Lemieux, you know, my old guy, Claude Lemieux, legendary app. So I gotta stick up for Brennan in this. But, you know, it's in the heat of the moment. You know, some guy, he could have had his hand in the guy's mouth, you know, and it just natural instinct, maybe just bite it. You know, heat of the moment and all that. Okay, that's my best defense. I don't know.
Just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, eh?
Yeah.
He thought it was some Thanksgiving leftover, just trying to bite down on him.
Right. And yeah, Tkachuk's ugly enough to be a turkey, so.
For real, though, on a side note, Tkachuk looks like a fucking toe. I've been saying it for years, literally. Now, one more cool little thing I found about this. Both these two's dads have fought each other, right? Yeah, Keith Tkachuk went at it with a Claude Lemieux once or twice back in the day, so that's a pretty cool stat just to throw out there.
And they probably told their kids how much they hate each other, right? So that has grown up, you know, hating the other family.
Kind of fair. All right, moving down a little bit here. Speaking of hate, looks like Artemi Panarin fined $5,000 for throwing a glove at Brad Marchand. Now, I'll tell you right now here, as a Leafs fan, this is probably one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my entire life. Just the way he looked over at him, took off his fucking glove and hucked it right at Brad Marchand. Obviously, it's not going to hurt. Is it a good look for the NHL? Not exactly either. Does Brad Marchand probably deserve it? I'm sure he did. Either way, Panarin gets dished the $5,000 fine here. What do you think?
Yeah, he gets fined $5,000 for gets paid $11 million a year. So that's just pocket change to him. Apparently, Marchand said something about no one in Russia liking him because he had stuff come up over the summer. So yeah, for Panarin, he said $5,000 is nothing to him. Well worth it. It was just hilarious how Panarin threw the glove and immediately motioned to get it back as if he left it on the ice and didn't just throw it at him.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I think the quote is more like Marchand saying nobody like Panarin. That's why he doesn't get the gold card from Putin, right? but no, I don't think it's a horrible look for the NHL. You know, this kind of stuff attracts interest and all that. You know, a little bit of controversy. I like it. It's not too bad. You know, he's fucking throwing a glove. It's not the end of the world.
That's a good point, too. Everyone's all like, oh, we need to see some emotion from these players and stuff. So a guy finally does it. Shows a little bit, throws the glove at him, and boom, 5K fine.
Right.
Yeah, with the glove and with the bite, like those are two things that like people are going to say you don't want in the game, but that there's probably been two of the most shared things on like social media and stuff. Like that's what people are talking about right now. They're not talking about like any amazing goals or saves. They're talking about like that stuff. And that's, it might not be good for the game, but it's definitely growing the audience, especially with the NHL being on ESPN and TNT this year. That Panarin Marchand thing was on ABC. So a lot of people saw that.
That's a good point. Any publicity is good publicity. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of Brad Marchand, was this the next game or the game after that? Brad Marchand suspended 3 games for slew-footing Oliver Ekman-Larsson. What I loved about this was his defense was, if I'm getting suspended, PK should be suspended
too. He's got a point.
Yeah, he's not wrong. But like his, I just watching earlier, he like launched Ekman-Larsson like in the air. He put him on down on his leg. So it was pretty blatant, but I agree with him. PK Subban should have been suspended as well. It's just there's no like justice in the NHL Department of Player Safety. It's just spin the wheel, whatever it lands on, there you go.
Yeah, I think Marchand has a bit of a history, so that's probably why he got 3 games.
That's fair. You know what? That's something we'll talk about in another day, but goddamn, Brad Marchand is so good. He doesn't have to be doing this shit. Like, as a player-wise, he's so effective. He's such a good on-ice performer, too. He's got all the talent in the world. He's a smart heads-up player. Don't go fucking slew-footing guys, Brad. You know better than that. All right, moving down here, Evander Kane from San Jose placed on waivers and is currently practicing with AHL Barracuda here. I heard he doesn't intend to make the Canadian road trip with the Barracuda team and that he has kind of something planned. What can you have planned here? There's nothing in control that you have. Like, you're with the team or you're not. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I mean, like you're drawing interest to the team because you're there and with all the circus around you. But like, no one's gonna care if you like, oh, don't go on the trip and like say something or hold a press conference or something like that. Like, good for him showing up. Hopefully, this is some kind of turning a new page. But I don't think we can really count on that based off his past behaviors over several different occasions.
He's got a trip to Vegas plan. He's got to spin the wheel, work off that debt somehow. yeah, nobody claimed on the waivers, so that's to be expected. Nobody really wants him. Yeah, they don't want the drama. Like, this guy is just working himself out of the league.
Yeah, well, if he's still looking for a job, maybe we can find a seat for him on the Hockey Gambling Podcast here.
He was nominated a Real Men of Degens a few months ago.
All right. Speaking of waivers here, boys, this one hurts. This one's tough for me, for my go-to team that's been breaking my heart all fucking year long. Matt Murray clears waivers for the Ottawa Senators and is sent to the Belleville Senators AHL. Boys, this is just an absolute train wreck. This guy just signed a fucking 4-year contract worth 6.25 cap hit. The entire contract's for $25 million. He still has 2 years after this season. Like, this, I don't even know what to say. This is how fucking bad Matt Murray has been this year.
I don't know what Ottawa expected, because they got him and they signed him to that contract after he went 899 save percentage, 2.87 goals against average with the Penguins in the 2019-20 season. And like, the Penguins are better defensively than the Senators, so Matt Murray has struggled immensely in Ottawa, obviously, and now he's cleared waivers, has that big contract, and it's just year after year there's something new with Ottawa, and it's always good to laugh at.
He was having a little bit of a crybaby session a bit too, because he was saying that he's being blamed for the Senators' struggles. Like, what does he want the Sens to do? Just send the whole team down to waivers? I mean, he's been really bad over the past 2 years. It's only to be expected. Like, what he's getting paid an exorbitant amount, and he's not lived up to it. Not even close. Yeah, there was some talk that maybe Buffalo or Arizona would take him on, you know, get hired to the cap floor and all that, but at the same time, no, it's not surprising he cleared the waivers because he sucks.
You know what, the thing about this is, like, if you looked at this in times this year where he just, like, decided he didn't want to play, like, he's taken, like, morning skate with the team and then just said, oh, no, I have a cold or some shit like that and decided not to dress. Like, Ottawa has a pretty young kind of team. You know, look at players like Tim Stutzel, even Brady Tkachuk. Is this the kind of, like, I don't want to say veteran because it's not like Matt Murray's the oldest guy either, but is this the kind of atmosphere that you want to have in a dressing room for a younger team that's trying to kind of build into a contender within the next coming years? So maybe getting him just the flying fuck away from that team is the best thing that they can do in Ottawa.
Yeah, and maybe he can finally find his game that he's lost for a few years down in the AHL. I mean, maybe that's got to be what Ottawa was hoping for, is to help the NHL locker room and eventually help the AHL and NHL on ice product.
$25 million is great, but what the fuck are you going to spend it on in Belleville? All right. A lot of negative here in the NHL news. Let's turn to something positive here. New Jersey Devil fans will be happy to hear Jack Hughes re-signs a 8-year deal, $64 million contract. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, well, what the hell has Jack Hughes proved in this career so far? But you got to remember, this average, like, price for a starting centerman, like a number one centerman, is probably around the $10 million range in the NHL right now. So to get this guy locked up for the 8 years, $64 million they have, especially with the potential for the cap to increase, maybe not next year, but maybe 2, 3, 4 years down the line, this kind of seems like some tidy business here on New Jersey's end.
Yeah, if the Devils are going to be good in the next few years, it's going to be based around Jack Hughes, Mackenzie Blackwood, those young guys they have coming up. So they have to lock him in. Like you said, this is kind of the going rate for a top line center. He's only 21. You get him through his 20s, it's going to be most of his prime. So looks like a good deal for the Devils. Hughes is going to be a name to watch there for the next decade.
Yeah, I think this is a high risk, high reward kind of thing, because if he turns out to be the guy he's supposed to be, this will be a steal. But if he's a bust, then it'll be something you got to move in a few years. But at this point, I would say definitely take the risk. He's had a good start to the year. We saw how the team struggled after he went out. So, yeah, I think this will work out for both sides in the end.
Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. WynnBET has some brand new bonuses. New users can bet $1 and win $100 on any sport. Plus, you can get up to $1,500 as a free bet on WynnBET if you make a first deposit of $20 or more. Whatever your first wager is, WynnBET will match it 200%. For example, if you bet $100, you'll get a $200 free bet. The max wager match is $750 for a $1,500 match. Why not use some of those bonuses to bet on our Mortal Locks this week? Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big. Win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com. Have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I love this and I know you will too. Prize Picks has the best NHL DFS prop game on the market. They offer more NHL props than any other DFS prop operator and offers all the superstar players as well as the bottom six grinders. They offer any prop you can think of, from shots to goals and everything in between. You can pick 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections to win up to 10 times on any entry, and it's just you against the projected numbers. They allow mixed sport entries as well, so you can take the over on a Connor McDavid prop combined with the under on a LeBron James prop in the same entry. You can use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less, and Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. So don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com and use promo code SGP to get a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Or go to your app store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. We're brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. If you're not using PropSwap, then you're missing out. PropSwap is America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. You can find the best odds in the country because you're buying directly from other bettors. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit, and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Sellers across the country list their sports bets for sale, and thousands of buyers visit PropSwap every day to find the best odds on futures, props, and parlays. The average PropSwapper makes $500 a month just buying and selling sports bets on PropSwap. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets.
All right, guys. Well, we got a Big Ten game slate here on Thursday. You ready to jump on into it or what?
Let's get into it.
Right on. We'll kick things off. Speaking of the shitty Ottawa Senators, first game on the docket, we have the Ottawa Senators against the Carolina Hurricanes at 7 p.m. The game itself is in Carolina. It looks like Ottawa moneyline pays plus 235, Carolina moneyline minus 300. The puck line for Carolina, if anybody's interested, is paying off minus 120. The over-under is set at 6, both over and under paying off minus 110. Boys, I'll kick this off for us here. I'm leaning towards the over here at 6 at minus 110. Ottawa is on a back-to-back. They are currently playing tonight. Puck drop will be in about an hour as we speak. And keep in mind, they've been back for 4 games since they were postponed due to COVID. In those 4 games, they've fucking given up 21 goals. And Carolina's no slouch either. I'm liking the overplay at 6 paying off minus 110.
That's a good look, because given the money line, you either take a flyer on the Senators at plus 235 or higher, or you take the total, or you can go for the Hurricanes puck line. And the Hurricanes aren't playing particularly well recently. They've lost 4 or 5. They outshot the Stars 40-16, but lost 4-1 on Tuesday. So maybe they'll have that frustration back at home and take it out against the Senators, which is a good look for the over as well, because the Senators cannot play defense. They're one of the worst teams in the league. They allow a league high 3.8 goals a game. Carolina scores at least 3 a game. So you could see Carolina put it up 4 or 5 themselves just to try to get up to the over 6.
Yeah, the Canes have played the last 7 of 8 on the road. I think this will be a good get-right spot against the Senators. They played a lot of tough teams recently, and the Senators are anything but that. This is just what they need right now to get back on track. Like you said, they lost a few games there. It's the Kraken, the Sharks, the Capitals, and the Stars. These are good teams. So the Senators, yeah. The Canes will be motivated to win this game. I mean, if they lose this game, then things could spiral, actually. But that's why they can't let it get out of hand. So they got to win this game. So I would be willing to lay the minus 320, whatever it is, on the Canes, because they're going to win this game.
All right. Moving down again to the 7 p.m. slot, we have the Buffalo Sabres against the Florida Panthers. Yeah, it looks like the game itself is in Florida. Buffalo moneyline pays off plus 250. Florida moneyline minus 320. The puck line is set at minus 120 for Florida. The over-under is set at 6, both over and under, again, paying minus 110. A couple shitty games here, guys. You're going to see a lot of puck line talk. Speaking of that, I'm taking Florida puck line minus 120. Now, if you look recently, you might be a bit hesitant here. Florida's yet to cover a puck line in their last 5 games. I think this is the breakout game that they're looking for down there in Florida. I think they're going to go into Buffalo, absolutely fucking crush them. It's going to be paying off minus 120. I think they're going to win by 2 or 3 here. I'm taking Florida puck line at home.
Yeah, this is just another game like the first one where it's a huge one of the Hockey Gambling Podcast's favorite teams, and the Panthers and Hurricanes both as big home favorites here. And yeah, you have to go for, I feel like, Panthers puck line or Panthers regulation. That's still minus 185. So I feel like that's safer because they have had a few one goal wins recently, but they should really be able to blow the Sabres out of the water, like you said. And the Sabres just lost 7-4 to Seattle. So I can see the Panthers definitely covering the puck line here.
Yeah, the Florida have been a dominant home team. The Sabres have only won twice on the road. And the sheen of the Sabres, their early start, they were looking good, but it's worn off now. They lost a bunch of games. You can only look at the Panthers here. The only question is how you're going to play them. You can play them on the puck line. You can play them in regulation. I like the team total. You can find it at minus 148 right now as of this recording, and that's what I like because the Panthers are number 2 in expected goals for, and the Sabres are down near the bottom of expected goals against. And you know what? Tokarski's not going to make up for that. So, and you know what? It might even actually be Aaron Dell, and he's not even good enough to beat Martin Jones back when they were both playing in San Jose. So, yeah. Yeah, Florida is definitely scoring 4+ goals in this one.
I like that. Yeah, like the team total looks good there.
Yeah, that's a good view. I'm glad you brought that up. Keep that in mind. Moving down here again to the 7 p.m. slot, we have the Colorado Avalanche against the Montreal Canadiens. The game itself is in Montreal. Looks like Colorado moneyline pays off -165. Montreal moneyline +145. The over-under is set at 6.5. Overpays +100. The under -120. Joel, what are you thinking here, bud?
Well, part of me wants to say that the Avs will roll as usual, but, you know, we got a big game tonight, don't we, Talon?
You do? Against who?
The old Leafs. And, yeah, we'll see how that goes. But I expect it'll be Johansson in net for Colorado here. And he's played not too bad, actually, this year. But he's not Kemper, as much as I've criticized him so far. But, yeah, the Canadians are in free fall. That's another thing we didn't hit on the news. Bergevin got fired after being there for, 10 years or so. So that's a big shakeup there in Montreal. Yeah, the Colorado are obviously the much better team. It's just a question of what happens tonight against the Leafs. You know, is it a bit of a letdown spot or is it a get right spot? You know, we'll see. I tend to think that the Avs will roll tonight. I already bet them pretty heavily. So hopefully it's a letdown spot. But yeah, at this point, I would say just watch how the game goes tonight between the Avs and the Leafs. If the Avs win, maybe lay off, but if the Avs lose, just hammer Colorado tomorrow because they're not losing both.
Yeah, Joel may not say it, but I will. The Avs are going to roll here as normal, as usual in Montreal. I mean, Colorado's won, 7 of 8 heading into tonight's game against the Leafs. Canadiens have lost 2 of 3. They've lost 7 of 9. Canadiens give up 3.5 goals a game. Colorado scores 4 a game. In the back-to-back, I don't think really should be an issue for the Avs. They're 1-0 in the situation this season, and going back to last season, they've won 6 straight games on 0 days rest. So I like the Avs here a lot. -165 seems like an amazing price. I already locked that in. I bet that already for tomorrow. That could go up to -180, -190, especially depending on what happens tonight. So I feel like definitely lock that in as soon as possible. Avs, you're getting a good price because it's a back-to-back in Montreal.
Avs are averaging 4 goals a game, which is insane. Number 1 in the NHL.
Boys, with that in mind, what you both just said, I'm taking fucking Colorado Montreal under 6.5, paying off -120 for one goddamn reason. Colorado's going to get skating into the fucking ground tonight by the goddamn Toronto Maple Leafs. There's going to be nothing left of this squad. They're going to be getting their ass kicked left, right, and center by Wayne Simmonds, Nick Ritchie, and the gang. They're going to be bruised, battered, and torn. By the time they get to that game in Montreal tomorrow, they're just going to want to score 2 goals and get the hell out of Canada. So I'm taking the under at 6.5 -120. Keep in mind, too, 6.5 is a pretty goddamn high number for any teams to cover. So I like that. If that line does drop down to 6, not that big of a fan of it, but at 6.5, I'll take the under in that game.
That's going to be the first time a Canadiens game is at 6.5, considering they can't score.
Right.
The Avs have scored 6 or more in, 5 of their past 8 games. So that's a risky bet there, Talon.
Got to risk it to get the biscuit, bud. All right. Moving down here again to the 7 p.m. slate, we have the Chicago Blackhawks against the Washington Capitals. The game itself is in Washington. Looks like Chicago moneyline pays +170, Washington moneyline -210. The over-under is set at 6, overpays -115, the under -105. This is another game, boys, where I'm leaning towards the under here. And the only reason I'm doing that straight up is because of goalie stats. So Ilya Samsonov currently has a record of 9-0-1, which is absolutely incredible. I don't know why people aren't talking about that more. Goals against average is 2.27, save percentage of 0.918, and 3 goddamn shutouts on the year. Now, on the opposite side of the things, Marc-Andre Fleury, who's expected to get the nod for Chicago here, we all know he started off pretty slow to the year. He's 5-9-0 in the record. But he's bounced back a little bit on his numbers, guys. He's 2.91 goals against average, a 0.914 save percentage, and 1 shutout. All things considered to where he was, we all know he had a horrible start of the season. Maybe Marc-Andre Fleury is starting to kind of shape up his game a little bit here. Maybe he knows that a Canadian Olympic goalie spot is still kind of up for grabs, and he's trying to impress here. So I'm taking the under 6 at -105 on this game.
I like the Caps here a lot. I mean, the Blackhawks are 2-7-1 on the road. The Capitals are 7-1-3 at home. Washington's a top five defense in terms of goals against, shots against. Chicago's offense is bottom three in goals per game and shots per game. So I just see a complete mismatch here. I like the Capitals. Minus 210 is obviously pretty heavy there, but I do like to win in regulation is minus 115. And so far, they have all 14 of their wins have come in regulation. So I do like that. If you're looking at the puck line, it's plus 115. Chicago's last four losses have all been by at least two goals. So that gives you some value there. But to get minus 115 on regulation, I like that a lot, down from 210 on the money line.
You know, early in the year, we were talking about how the Blackhawks were letting all these outstanding chances. They were near the bottom in terms of expected goals against. But I adjusted some nerd numbers here, and in terms of the last 3 weeks, they are number four expected goals against. This new coach just got them turned around. I mean, their offense isn't quite there, but the defense, they're clearly stressing that element, and that's really helped Fleury out. He's been better, and the defense has been better. So I'm all over Talent's pick there, under six, because Blackhawks aren't scoring as much, and they're not letting as many goals in. And the Capitals, too. Their expected goals are not as high as you would think, considering, you know, well, there's Ovechkin. He makes up for that somewhat. but if there's not many power plays, I like the under six here even better. So, yeah, if anything, I'd play under six here.
We're in that one together, buddy. We'll be riding. All right, moving it down again to the 7 p.m. slate. We have the St. Louis Blues against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Game itself is in Tampa Bay. It looks like St. Louis money line pays off plus 120. Tampa Bay money line minus 145. The over-under is set at 5.5. Both over and under paying minus 110. Boys, before I make my pick here, I got to say this has got to be the game of the day, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
100%. With that being said, I've taken a lot of unders today. And if you look at the advanced stats metrics, especially with goals against, things of that nature, everything's saying to take the under. I'm saying the opposite. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think we're going to have like a 5-4, 5-3 game here. I'm taking the over at 5.5, paying off minus 110. Both teams are averaging over three goals per game. So I know that they're playing against each other. Defensively, they're a lot better than the other teams they have been playing as well. But I kind of am feeling the over here at 5.5, paying off minus 110.
Yeah, I don't mind that, I guess. I mean, the last game, there were seven goals, but that was, of course, with Brian Elliott in net. And that's exactly why I'm taking the Lightning this time, because you know who's not in net? Brian Elliott. Vasilevsky should be back in this one. I know Stamkos, he had to attend the birth of his child. You know, family get in the way of hockey. It happens. We'll see if he gets back in time for this one. But even if not, I still like the Lightning here at under minus 150. They're playing much better now. They're a much deeper team than the Blues, even without Kucherov, Point, Stamkos. they still have so many good players. And, of course, Victor Hedman on the back line. Yeah, I'm all over the Lightning here at minus 145.
I'm with you there, Joel. It's hard to beat the same team twice in a row, especially when the second time, like you said, is with their much better goalie in net. And possibly with Stamkos back as well. And it's also Tampa is home now, where they're 7-3-2 opposed to 5-2-2 on the road. And St. Louis isn't great on the road. They're 5-4-2 opposed to 7-3-1 at home. So I lean towards the Lightning here. I feel like especially if Vasi's going to be starting, definitely if Stamkos is going to be back, I like them, like you said, minus 150 or less.
All right, moving down here to the 7:30 p.m. slate. We have the San Jose Sharks against the New York Islanders. The game itself is in New York. Looks like San Jose money line pays off minus 105. New York money line minus 115. The over-under is set at 5.5. The over pays minus 105. The under minus 115. All right. Fellas, you ever see that episode of Seinfeld where Jerry's trying to return the jacket and he's like, I'm returning it out of spite? Well, I'm making this goddamn pick out of spite. I hope the Isles lose every goddamn game at home this year. I fucking hate this team. I hate this fan base just because of what they did to my boy John Tavares. I'll say it all year long. Ignore the fact that I picked them to have success earlier in the year on our first ever show. But I'm taking San Jose moneyline minus 105. And if you look quietly, James Reimer has put up some sneaky good numbers over the past 5-10 games. So keep that in mind here. I'm on the Sharks going into Long Island.
Yeah, the Sharks looked good last night in Newark. I was there. Devils didn't really look like they had much. And like you said, the Islanders, they're just so shitty. And this is their first game back after like a week-long COVID pause. heading into that, they lost eight in a row. They're not scoring goals whatsoever. They've scored seven total goals in their past eight games, including three shutouts. So I like the Sharks here a lot. I like the under. It's just, like you said, Reimer's playing well. The Islanders can't score. Give me the Sharks and the under. Maybe even in a parlay. I like those two a lot.
Are you guys living alone on the island? Just abandoning ship. You guys were with me at the beginning of the season. You like the Islanders too. I know it. But you know what? I'm not leaving the island here because I like the Islanders still. They had the worst start of the season, starting with that 13-game road trip. Then they come home and they all get COVID. They lose a bunch of games. Finally, the NHL postpones them. But this is the time when the last stand. It's the Alamo right here against the Sharks, who I still don't buy into all the way. This is a game I'm all over the Islanders here. It's hard to find lines right now, given the situation. But, yeah, I like them on the money line, regulation, whatever. They're going to beat the Sharks. The Sharks, yeah, they can't sustain what they're doing. I don't believe in them just so far. You know, Carlson's been playing better, Burns better, whatever. But the Islanders, they're a real family. They got a good culture going there, and they're going to want to win games now. They're going to turn their season around. They got a bit of a time off. And unless they're all just, you know, still throwing up from COVID, whatever, they should win this game.
You know what? Give me Sharks on the reverse puck line, -1.5, +240. Those are some.
You're
great
on,
odds.
Buddy. Let's just bet each other. Skip the bookie. Yeah.
Winner gets first dibs at the lock next week or next show. There you go. All right, moving down here to the 8 p.m. slot, we have the Boston Bruins against the Nashville Predators. Game itself is in Nashville. Looks like Boston moneyline pays off -120, Nashville moneyline +100, the over-under set at 5.5, over pays -115, the under -105. Ryan, what are you thinking here, bud?
Yeah, these are two teams who are kind of have a similar record, Boston 11-8, Nashville 12-9-1. Boston kind of underperforming so far this season, Nashville kind of surprising people. I'm leaning towards Nashville here just because they're at home. Bruins without Marchand, so they're going to have to move Hall up and kind of change up their middle six there as well. And Nashville's 7-4-0 at home. Boston's only 4-4 on the road. It's not a huge underdog. I mean, barely an underdog +100, but I feel like Nashville's going to get the job done here at home as they have in their last two home games and three of their past four home games.
Yeah, even without Marchand, though, I think the Bruins are going to win here. Nashville, they're a fraudulent team still. I'll die saying that. yeah, we'll see if Saros is playing. I think they're a much better team with Saros in there because he is the backbone of the team. But yeah, I don't have a strong feeling here. I like the Bruins because they're a better team, but when they get the goaltending, they're a great team. Right now, they're not getting the goaltending, so I'll probably end up betting them, but it won't be a large amount. The numbers tell me to take the Bruins, but the goaltending advantage is all towards Nashville. So at this point, I'll just have to lean to Boston.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Joel. I'm on Boston money line at -120 here. The Bruins have proved in the past that they can play without Brad Marchand. And look for guys like Bergeron, Pasternak, et cetera, to just kind of step up and have a strong game. By all means, both of those guys can easily put a game on their backs. And like you said, Nashville's kind of frauds this year. Their whole team is pretty much UC Saros, and if he's not playing well, they're fucking shit out of luck. I'm liking the Bruins -120. I've been burned too many times betting against him as a Leaf fan, so I'm taking Boston here. Moving down again to the 8 p.m. slot, we have the New Jersey Devils against the Minnesota Wild. It looks like the game itself is in Minnesota. New Jersey moneyline pays +140. Minnesota moneyline -160. The over-under set at 5.5. Over pays -120. The under +100. Ryan, give us again, bud. What do you got?
Yeah, let's get wild here. I love Minnesota in this spot. The Devils simply aren't really that good. Minnesota is a much deeper team, much better team. They're also playing better recently. They're 8-2-0 at home. Devils are 3-3-2 on the road. The Wild beat the Devils in Jersey last week, 3-2 in a shootout to spark a four-game win streak. They've beaten the Jets and the Lightning in that time. Meanwhile, the Devils have lost 3 of 4. They've lost 6 of 8. So I really like -160 on the Wild here at home. Kind of seems like a steal. I'm definitely going to be betting that for a few units. And I also like the over here. Minnesota's gone over in 3 straight. So has the Devils. Minnesota's gone over in 6 of the last 7, and the Devils have gone over in 6 of the last 8. I could see the Wild putting up putting up four or five here. They've scored 5, 4, and 7 in their past three games.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Wild are a wagon. They're a really good team, well put together. They don't have a lot of star power, but the whole team puts in 100% effort almost every night. And the Devils just, they don't have the firepower to match that. Plus, they're very weak on the back end. They're fourth worst in terms of expected goals against. And the Wild, yeah, they score goals for fun, especially late in games. If they, yeah, you can never count out the Wild, especially with the goalie pulled. So yeah, I have to agree with Ryan here. Give me the Wild.
Boys, we're all in on it again here. Minnesota Wild money line -160. This is the team that's quietly 8-2 and 0 at home this year. Those numbers alone are enough to give me them a chance against almost any team in the league. Put them against a team like New Jersey, by all means, I'm hammering them as long as they're paying off -160. So Minnesota money line, that's got to be the play. All three of us are on it. If you're listening to this, fucking mortgage the house. Look out. Or we'll get absolutely fucked. One of the two. All right, moving down again to the 8:30 p.m. slot here. We have, looks like, the Columbus Blue Jackets against the Dallas Stars. The game itself is in Dallas. Columbus moneyline pays off +150. Dallas moneyline -175. The over-under is set at 5.5. Overpays +100. The under -120. Boys, you already know what the pick is for this, right? We're going fucking Columbus Blue Jackets moneyline +150. I am loving the road dogs heading into Dallas here. Let me tell you why. My boy Elvis Merzlikins, 9-3-0 in the year, 2.41 goals against average, a .929 save percentage, and one goddamn shutout. This guy has been an absolute rock this year for honestly not a great Columbus team. He's stealing the show. That's enough for me to ride with him on Columbus. I've had a lot of luck betting these guys as dogs this year. I'm going to keep going until they give me a reason not to. I'm on the Jackets.
The Jackets have been friendly to us recently as a dog, but I lean towards Dallas here just because they're at home. They're 7-2-1 at home. Columbus is 4-5-0 on the road. Dallas has won, what, 5 straight, 7 of their past 8. Columbus, back-to-back losses, gave up 6 goals in each game. So I kind of like Dallas here, lean a little bit. And I might put something small on this game to go to overtime at +320. Could see like a 2-2, 3-3 game through 60 minutes.
Yeah, I like the Stars here as well. Ever since that 7-2 destruction by the Wild, they had a players-only meeting. And ever since then, they've won every game. You know, like you said, 5 in a row. The Preds, they just got thrashed by the Predators. One of the Jackets got thrashed by the Predators. The Preds will destroy themselves in time. Just wait. But yeah, the Jackets lost 6-0 there. And they're heading into another... it's a similar style team, the Preds and the Stars here. Stars play even more physical, defensive team. They also have good goaltending, and I don't think the Jackets have the firepower to match that. They don't have, they can't break through that system that Stars run. The Stars should suffocate the Jackets here and win comfortably.
Moving down here to the 10:30 p.m. slate, we have the Calgary Flames against the Los Angeles Kings. Looks like the game itself is in LA. Calgary moneyline pays off -150. Los Angeles moneyline +130. The over under is set at 5.5. Overpays +120. The under -140. Joel, finish us out here, bud.
Well, the Kings, yeah, they're a good home team and all that. They're playing the Ducks last night in the freeway face-off, whatever the fuck they call it. That little rivalry game they got. And it was a pretty crazy one, actually. You know, it was like no goals through half the game, and then there was 8 in the latter half. Ducks winning the shootout there. But the Kings, they were resilient. They scored like 3 straight goals there in the third. 4 straight, just one was called offside. I like the Kings here just because the Calgary team, they're depending too much on Markstrom these days. You know, he's getting really hot. You know, he's getting shutouts. I think he set a record at some point, this many shutouts early in the year. But this will be a slugfest, and any +130, I like the Kings to win a coin flip game kind of thing. You got to lean under too, but at -140, 5.5, it's a bit stingy. In a coin flip game, I like the plus odds. +130 is fine with me. Give me the Kings.
I don't see how this is really a coin flip game at all, given how these two teams are playing. Kings have lost 6 of the past 7. Their only win was against the Senators, and we've discussed how bad they've been. Calgary's won 5 of 6, 6 of 8 games. 5 of those 6 wins have been by at least 2 goals, if you're looking for the puck line there, if you're looking for some value. I like the Flames here a lot, though. Minus 150 on the road has not been an issue for them this season. They're 9-2-2. They're only 4-2-3 at home. I think Jacob Markstrom already has 5 shutouts. He could get another one here against the Kings. The Kings aren't going to be erasing a 4-1 deficit against Calgary like they did against Anaheim. So I like Calgary here a lot at minus 150.
I am right there with you at the Flames money line, minus 150. Another thing that I am going to be looking out for here, though, if you can find it on certain books, if you can find an expected penalty minutes total, and if you can take the over on that, I am really liking that. Guys, we finally have the return after a year and a half because of COVID of Drew Doughty and Matthew Tkachuk. These guys haven't seen each other in fucking a year and a half. They hate the shit out of each other. Drew Doughty just came back to the lineup. If you think for a second that they're not going to be jawing, doing stupid shit after the play, you're absolutely wrong. So I am totally on Calgary money line minus 150. If you can find a book that's offering penalty minutes totals, I'm taking the over on that. And honestly, at plus 120, the over at 5.5, solely based on the potential for there to be a lot of penalty minutes in this game, I might sprinkle a half unit on that alone, because you never know. Calgary is a pretty red hot power play, and LA, they got some shooters on there too. So I'm liking the Flames money line. I'm liking the over at plus 120, and I'm also liking the penalty minute totals here.
Yeah, over's not a bad play. And we also have the kind of the carryover of the Brendan Lemieux Tkachuk saga with Matthew Tkachuk playing the Kings now. So could definitely be a lot of penalty minutes with that, plus the Tkachuk Doughty thing we haven't seen in over a year now.
We're brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the matchups. You can cash out for gift cards when your bets hit and even help raise money for charity along the way. It's a brand new company looking to grow their early adopter community. It's a slick app and it's fun to use. One of the reasons we love it is they also offer prop betting. So if you're in a state that hasn't legalized gambling yet, you can get in on some prop bets on Better Fantasy. It's totally free-to-play. Download today for iPhone and Android. Check them out today at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's BETTORfantasy.com/SGPN. Since when did sports betting become so rigid? Sports betting is meant to be social. When I picture betting, I picture bootleggers with mustaches tossing bets around in a speakeasy. SoBet is taking the social lineage of betting and putting a modern twist on it by providing a modern platform. SoBet is changing the game with their new product. Head over to SoBet.io and create an account to see for yourself. Through their fully functioning and free web application, you can access a demo of their app, which will launch next fall. The app includes consensus lines from Vegas, a feed of what other people are betting on, and the ability to send friendly wagers to anyone you know via text, QR codes, and links, among other methods. No money is transacted on the app, and it is purely competitive. Next time you're with your friends watching sports, turn the dial up a notch. Go to SoBet.io and see who can hit the most ridiculous bets. Users have the ability to place bets off Vegas odds or generate a bet by changing any metric they want, as long as somebody is on the other side to accept. Let's get back to the roots of betting with SoBet. Go to SoBet.io, that's SoBet.io today, to join the revolution. The SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss us an app review and download the SGPN app today. And don't forget, make sure you head over to prizepicks.com and get signed up today to get that 100% deposit bonus using promo code SGP.
All right, boys. Well, that wraps up our slate here. Let's jump right into our Mortal Locks, Dogs, and Totals. Joel, kick us off this week, bud. What do you got?
Give me the Lightning. They're going to get revenge for the Blues coming back from 3 down. We didn't really mention that, but what a crazy night that was last night with the 3 games. Teams are 3 down, and all 3 teams came back to tie or win. Panthers down 3 in the third period. They won against the Caps in regulation. The Blues down 3. They won in a shootout, and the Kings down 3, and they managed to lose in a shootout. It was a crazy, crazy day. But at this point, we're going to look for revenge here at the Lightning. going against the Blues. They're gonna throttle them there. And then from the dog, I'll take the Kings here at the plus 130. You know, you guys make some good points, but you're gonna be wrong all the same because the Flames, they can't depend on the goaltending forever. It's gonna fall apart at some point. And yeah, they're gonna get a bad game here. I'm hoping for Cal Peterson. Although Johnny Quick, he's played well this year, so even that is not a, it's not a nice. Cheers. even Johnny Quick is not a negative there. And my total is the Panthers team total over 3.5 at minus 148 against the Sabres. They're leaking goals. Their goaltending sucks. That's self-explanatory. The Panthers can score goals for fun. Yeah, that's where I'm going.
All right, we got the hockey gambling podcast gone wild here. Give me the Minnesota blowout at home against the Devils for my lock. Minus 160, 8-2-0 at home. Devils suck right now. Lost 3 of 4, 6 of 8. So give me that right there, minus 160. For my dog, it's an even smaller chihuahua than I had last time. I have the Predators at plus 100. Still barely an underdog. Just kind of, I feel like Saros could hopefully steal a game there. They're better at home than the Bruins are on the road. And kind of, there's no other really dogs on the board I like even remotely. And then for my total, I'm going right back to that Wild game, over 5.5. You could see the Wild score 5 or 6 themselves to get themselves, and the Devils would probably put up 1 or 2 to help out a bit.
Boys, you can feel it in the air right now. It's a cold December night in Toronto. There's a little bit of snow. I need a little bit of heat. I'm taking the Calgary Flames money line for my lock, minus 150 versus LA. And I tell you what, even though it is a little bit chilly out here, you're going to need a jacket. For my dog, I'm taking the Columbus Blue Jackets money line plus 150 versus the Dallas Stars. I'm trusting my boy Merz Likens for everything I said. They're going to go in there and absolutely upset Dallas. They're going to have another team meeting to figure out why the fuck they just lost to Columbus. And for my totals, I'm riding with my boy Marc-Andre Fleury with the under 6 against Washington, paying off minus 105. I'm really feeling the under in that game, guys. I can't stress that enough. So I'm hoping it hits, or else I'm going to look like a fucking idiot. But I'm on the under 6 there.
You couldn't find a good pun for the last one? I like the first two.
No, I got nothing right now. Honestly, I'm just going off the top of my head. But all right. Well, guys, by all means, everybody, go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. Like I said at the beginning of the show, like I say on every show, like I'll say on the next show, that's the place to find out where you can win some money. Lots of awesome picks there, whether it be football, hockey, basketball. Give it a couple months. Baseball will be there. If they don't got it, you don't need it. So check out everything on the website. As well, as always, shout out to everybody in the Slack group. You guys are the absolute best. And if you're not in there yet, go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network Slack. That's the place to be. That's where all the live bets are going in. That's where the shitstorm is brewing during the games.
Yeah, definitely check out the Slack. I've been crushing it on shots on goal props recently, putting them in there. Hopefully I don't jinx myself. Hopefully we can all make some money in there. Slack's great. Shout out to those guys. And yeah, make sure you check out the Hockey Gambling Podcast wherever you find your podcast. Just subscribe and follow. For Apple, it's sg.pn/hockey. And for Spotify, it's sg.pn/hockeys. Leave us a 5-star rating and review and let us know what you think.
All right. I am Talon Jenkins. You can find me on Twitter at Talon_Jenkins94.
I'm Ryan Gilbert. You can follow me on Twitter at rgilbertsop.
I'm Joel Meyer, and you'll find me walking over Talon's grave because by the time you listen to this, the Avs will have destroyed the Leafs.
Buddy, we got to put something on this game. We'll talk after this, okay? We'll talk.
There'll be more than talking, buddy.
Okay. Peace. Thank you.